For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Rich Watkins, currently the warden at the Carranza Holiday Unit for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in Huntsville, Texas.
You have seen the changes over the years in this drug war and how it's led so many prisoners to your supervision. Let's talk about that. Is it working?
No, it is not working. It never has worked, and I suspect it never will work. The process that's being used now. The unfortunate thing is that the so-called, and I call it a so-called war on drugs, is a facade. It's a feel-good kind of term, and unfortunately, in Texas, we have a hang-em high mentality where we want to lock up everybody and throw the key away. But this facade has not worked, and in my opinion, it never will work at the present state that it's in.
There are those who get elected to office by claiming, you know, to be tough on drugs, and yet many of those in power have at least dabbled in these same drugs themselves. I see where this West Texas District Attorney Rick Roach was arrested for methamphetamine, even though he was elected as a tough on crime guy. Isn't there a lot of hypocrisy involved?
It is. It's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy, and I think what happens is that politics play on the emotions of, I think, basically good people. You know, none of us, I don't think there's a citizen in this world that would support crime and in any form, but the unfortunate thing is that this so-called war on drugs, it plays to the emotions of folks, and they lead everybody to believe that drug users and even drug sellers hardened criminals and that type of thing, and I suggest to you that's in fact not the case, because I think most surveys have shown that a good number of people in at a cross spectrum of our society, to include those folks in law enforcement and politics and nearly every other field, have had some kind of contact with drugs. This is just, you know, it's just a very, very unfortunate thing is what it is.
Warden Richard Watkins will be our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show. The United States leads the world, and Texas leads the United States in the incarceration rate of its own citizens, particularly in regards to drugs. Today, I want to welcome our latest station to the Drug Truth Network, CJAM, in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, broadcasting into Detroit, Michigan as well. Welcome to the Drug Truth Network. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.